Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A lot of times people like to use the phrase, seeing is believing. But perhaps for a Christian, we might want to consider this. Believing is seeing. As in, first we believe and then we see. First by grace, by the grace of God and the power of His Holy Spirit. We believe the good news of God's love and His mercy poured out on us in Christ. Then we see. Then we see with new spiritual eyes, with eyes of faith, the good things that are ours in Christ. In the Christian faith, believing is seeing. That line reflects well the truth in that the gospel writer wrote today. Today we have in Simeon and Anna the last of their kind, the last of the Old Testament believers. We know they're believers by what they said and how they acted. Belief is always accompanied in some way by action. I read somewhere that there's a cat and dog test for Christians. It goes something like, if your father and mother, if your sister and brother, if the very cat and dog in your house are not happier for you being a Christian, well, then you might need to think about that. The point being that believers act like believers, and people around them see that. And that's what both Anna and Simeon displayed. They acted differently and spoke words that showed that they were believers in the salvation of Israel that would come only from God. They spoke and witnessed as they did because they believed God. They believed God and His word. Now, listen again to what Simeon did and said. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Now, before we move on with this, I want to make sure that you catch the idea that we sing or say Simeon's words very often at communion. We use these words of Simeon because at Holy Communion, we also see the salvation that God has prepared and that He has delivered to us. We see that salvation in the real presence of Christ's body and blood in with and under the forms of bread and wine. We see this because, like Simeon, we believe God's word. Okay, so that was Simeon. Now, listen to what Anna said. This is from another gospel reading. Listen to what Anna said and what she did. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. I'm sorry, I guess that was from the same reading. Anyway, together, Simeon and Anna saw the promise of God fulfilled in the infant Jesus Christ, and they gave witness to that. They gave testimony to what they saw because they believed and trusted in God's word. They knew the scriptures, and they had seen others brought to the temple. You got to remember, they'd seen a lot of others brought to the temple for these rites of purification before. But when Jesus came, brought by his parents, they saw what they knew was the fulfillment of the promises of God that they believed from God's word. And they spoke their belief. They witnessed to what they knew and saw. They believed God. And so they saw God's salvation delivered to Israel in the baby Jesus. Seeing isn't believing. Believing is seeing. And that's also what you and I get to do. We are witnesses to God fulfilling his promises. He gives you and I, like he gave Anna and Simeon, the sight to see in the baby Jesus the fulfillment of God's desire for all people. God wants all people to know him and to have the perfect righteousness from Christ that allows us to be in God's perfect presence. That salvation, that protection, like we've been reading about and talking about in our class on Revelation on Sunday mornings. Because Jesus is our gift. He is our gift of righteousness. And of course, we believe we need that because our sin leaves us no other choice. Each of us knows that we are far from perfect. And we are far from the people that we would like to be. We know that indeed our dogs and cats could probably say things about us that we wouldn't want others, or especially God, to hear. But that's the point of believing that Jesus is God's gift of righteousness to us. We need that gift, and we know that. We believe that God's righteousness is the gift that comes through the baby that Anna and Simeon were both blessed to witness to. We see Jesus Christ as our Savior because we also believe God's word. We don't see Jesus and believe. We believe by the gift of faith, and so we see Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah of God, the one promised to bring salvation and righteousness. And as we talked about a couple weeks ago, he is God's peace sent to us. Now in Jesus, by his death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave, all people are given as a gift the righteousness of God himself. All except those who reject him, turn away from him, spurn him. Those who turn away from Christ do not believe God, so they cannot see who Jesus is. Yet, though he was a baby, because Anna and Simeon trusted in God, they believed and saw Jesus as the Redeemer of the world. It wasn't seeing that led them to believe. It was God's word that led them to see. Now, there's an old story that salesmen like to tell. Kind of gives us a little nugget of truth about believing is seeing. A shoe company sent a salesman to Africa, and after a very short time, he wrote a discouraging note to his boss, "Please, bring me back home. No one wears shoes in this part of the world." So his boss brought him home and sent over another salesman. And after a very short time, this salesman also sent a note back. And it was an enormous order for shoes and a very exciting report. Send as many shoes as you can. Everyone here needs shoes. The first salesman didn't believe what he had to offer would benefit anyone there. So he couldn't see any point in trying. Whereas the second guy, of course, believed what he offered was greatly needed, and he saw an opportunity to meet that need. We have seen, by faith, that God has come to us in the flesh, in Jesus, to meet our need for restoration, for righteousness, for redemption. As to what that can mean in our daily lives, let me quote for you a part of Mother Teresa's daily prayer. "Dearest Lord," she said, "may I see you today and every day in the person of these, your sick ones. And while I nurse them, may I minister unto you. Though you hide yourself behind the unattractive disguise of the irritable, the exacting, the unreasonable, may I still recognize you and say, Jesus, my patient, how sweet it is to serve you. Lord, give me this seeing faith." She prayed for seeing faith. She prayed for faith to see Jesus in those who were sick and filthy and unreasonable that she cared for in this life. It was her prayer to see Jesus in these people. And I've no doubt that she did see him in them, because she believed his presence was there in them according to God's word. Seeing Jesus in those around us who are in need is what she witnessed to in her love for Jesus. We serve others in this life. As we do, we also serve Jesus. He asks us to serve others in his place, to serve those who need serving. To see Jesus in them is what he asks us to do. God, in his mercy, has granted us faith. And so we see Jesus, both infant in the manger and man on the cross and resurrected from the dead, as our Savior. The extension of that into our lives is that he has asked us to see him in those around us who need to be served. And so, we see Jesus in them also. That is what you and I now get to do. We get to serve Jesus. We get to serve Jesus as we serve others, because we believe his word, just as Simeon and Anna did. What is it that we say around here? What do we say? Hearing, sharing, and let's say it again. Hearing, sharing, and living the gospel. Seeing isn't believing. Believing is seeing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be accepted.